over the coming five Sundays as we engage with Advent to remember the story of Christ's first coming and to look forward to his second coming. We're going to be focusing on the question, are you listening? We're going to be asking this question from the perspective of different people and parts of the story of Christmas, which we remember is the time that God became one of us. So there's a pack of Advent reflection cards that are down here, and I'm hoping there'll be one per household. So please come and grab one of these packs afterwards. And they've got some passages in there. They've got some images in there, like this one here of Angel with Mary, just an artist's impression of it, and some questions for reflection and different bits and pieces. So if that's something you'd like to help bring God conversations, faith, into home life, then just encourage you to take that resource and not be something you can use together or by yourself or if you have a spouse or with kids or whatever. Okay? So there's a resource there for you. Now this morning we're going to do some listening, just as Mary did when the angel Gabriel visited her. Now one way to read our Bibles is by using an ancient practice called Lectio Divina. Now, I'm wondering if someone... This is really distracting, eh? Poor Naomi. Anyone got some Latin skills, Jacob, to help us understand what Lectio Divina is? Yeah, I've asked him that question before. That was a bit mean. It means divine reading, Lectio Divina, divine reading. And this is an ancient tool, if you like, great for personal and for group Bible reading. Okay, so there's a number of steps involved, but basically it's considering a question as we read the passage, and then leaving some space for thinking, for reflecting, for praying, and then considering another question and rereading the passage again. So what we're going to do is, first of all, I'm going to play, I'm not going to play, but these guys are going to play a piece of music. As we listen to that piece of music, I'd like you to try and just to relax and to be aware of how you're feeling. Be still and focus on God and what he's done, on what God has done in history. Thanks.
Come and listen. Come to the water's edge, all you who know and fear the Lord.
Okay. Won't you be nice and still?
Come and listen. Come to the water's edge, are you? Who are thirsty? Come. Let me tell you what he has done for me. Let me tell you what he has done for me. He has done for me. He has done for us. Come and listen. Come and listen to what he's done. Come and listen. Come and listen to what he's done.
Well, God, as we come to look at your word today, God, please grace us with the gift of being able to hear your voice in the midst of it. Please help us to listen to what you may want to say to us individually and corporately. May we be open to your leading. May we be open to your invitations, open to your encouragement. Amen. The word hope is closely linked with certainty. Hope is a strong and confident expectation. So the first question I want you to consider as I read through this passage is, where can you hear hope in this passage? Where can you hear hope in this passage? In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to the Galilean village of Nazareth to a virgin engaged to be married to a man descended from David. His name was Joseph, and the virgin's name Mary. Upon entering, Gabriel greeted her. "Good morning! You're beautiful with God's beauty, beautiful inside and out. God be with you." Mary was thoroughly shaken, wondering what was behind a greeting like that. But the angel assured her, "Mary, you have nothing to fear. God has a surprise for you. You will become pregnant and give birth to a son and call his name Jesus. He will be great, be called Son of the Highest. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. He will rule Jacob's house forever, no end, ever, to his kingdom." Mary said to the angel, "But how? I've never slept with a man." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you. The power of the Highest hover over you. Therefore, the child you bring to birth will be called Holy, Son of God. And did you know that your cousin Elizabeth conceived a son, old as she is? Everyone called her barren. And here she is, 6 months pregnant. Nothing, you see, is impossible with God." And Mary said, "Yes, I see it all now. I'm the Lord's maid, ready to serve. Let it be with me, just as you say." Then the angel left her. Where can you hear hope in this passage? A second question to consider. What is this passage saying to me? What is this passage saying to me? Let's read again. In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to the Galilean village of Nazareth to a virgin engaged to be married to a man descended from David. His name was Joseph, and the virgin's name, Mary. Upon entering, Gabriel greeted her. "Good morning, you're beautiful with God's beauty, beautiful inside and out. God be with you." Mary was thoroughly shaken, wondering what was behind a greeting like that. But the angel assured her, "Mary, you have nothing to fear. God has a surprise for you. You will become pregnant and give birth to a son and call his name Jesus. He will be great, be called Son of the Highest. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. He will rule Jacob's house forever, no end, ever, to his kingdom." Mary said to the angel, "But how? I've never slept with a man." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you. The power of the Highest hover over you. Therefore, the child you bring to birth will be called Holy, Son of God. And did you know that your cousin Elizabeth conceived a son, old as she is? Everyone called her barren. And here she is, 6 months pregnant. Nothing, you see, is impossible with God. And Mary said, yes, I see it all now. I'm the Lord's maid, ready to serve. Let it be with me just as you say. Then the angel left her. What is this passage saying to me? Third and final question or questions. First one is, who is God calling me to be? In light of this, these readings and these questions, who is God calling me to be, or what is God calling me to do? Considering hope, considering what God's, what this passage is saying to me. So who is God calling to me to be, or what is God calling me to do? You see, the word call implies an invitation. Is God inviting you to change in some way, to see a problem as an opportunity, to go in a different direction in life? Is God encouraging you in an area of life? Who is God calling me to be? Or what is God calling me to do? In the 6th month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to the Galilean village of Nazareth to a virgin engaged to be married to a man descended from David. His name was Joseph, and the virgin's name, Mary. Upon entering, Gabriel greeted her. Good morning, you're beautiful with God's beauty, beautiful inside and out. God be with you. Mary was thoroughly shaken, wondering what was behind a greeting like that. But the angel assured her, Mary, you have nothing to fear. God has a surprise for you. You'll become pregnant and give birth to a son and call his name Jesus. He'll be called Son of the Highest. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. He will rule Jacob's house forever, no end, ever, to his kingdom. Mary said to the angel, but how? I've never slept with a man. The angel answered, the Holy Spirit will come upon you. The power of the Highest hover over you. Therefore, the child you bring to birth will be called Holy, Son of God. And did you know that your cousin Elizabeth conceived a son, old as she is? Everyone called her barren. And here she is, 6 months pregnant. Nothing, you see, is impossible with God. And Mary said, yes, I see it all now. I'm the Lord's maid, ready to serve. Let it be with me just as you say. Then the angel left her. Who is God calling me to be? Or what is God calling me to do? God, we thank you for your word. Thank you for the Bible. And even when it's hard to understand at times and it's written so long ago, we thank you that you still use it to speak to us today. And if there has been something that has stood out to us as we've read and reread this passage, God, we ask that you would take that and fan it into flame more. That you would help us to listen to your invitations of what you would have for us. And maybe there's been nothing, and that's okay too. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.